This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that we should be conscious of Him, we should be aware of Him, and we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath. And we shouldn't allow ourselves to die except in a state of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to send blessings and prayers upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Amma ba'd, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا. He says, walk through the earth and انظر, learn, observe, reflect. And then there was a heavy emphasis in the prophetic tradition about this idea of traveling. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, سَافِرُوا تَصِحُّوا وَتَغْنَمُوا. There is so much health, gain, and benefit from traveling. SubhanAllah, I was blessed to visit Egypt in the past couple of weeks. I was blessed really to meet one of my old teachers of Al-Azhar al-Sharif. So the first day, once I arrived to Egypt, decided to go directly to Jami' al-Azhar, Al-Azhar Masjid, Al-Azhar Mosque. And then, alhamdulillah, I got the honor to meet my old mashayikh, and in particular, my favorite sheikh. He's one of the giants of al-Shafi'i madhab, al-Madhab al-Shafi'i. And he's in his late 80s. And I told him, ya shaykh, I'm here to learn from you this visit. I wanna be in your, you know, company in these 2 weeks. So my sheikh, subhanAllah, he has such a unique character. I've never seen somebody like this. In his late 80s, has so much dedication and love towards ilm, towards knowledge, raising generations after generations. So he told me, you know what? Come to me tomorrow after Salat al-Dhuhr, and then I'm going to teach you Hamd and Yaqeen. I'm going to teach you thankfulness and Yaqeen, certainty in Allah. And I thought that this is going to be, you know, something very classic, very traditional. He's going to give me a couple of talks. I was like, khair, I'm going to come to you inshallah tomorrow. Next day, I visited my sheikh. And then I knocked the door, no answer. I called him, he's not picking up the phone. And then, you know, I decided to stay in front of his house. I'm just going to wait for him until he gets out so I get to really learn from him, because this is an opportunity that I want to take advantage of. I don't know if I'm going to be able to see him again. 2 hours later, my sheikh got out of his house with a bag. And then he told me, let's go. I was like, where are we going, Sheikh? He said, we are traveling. So we're gonna be out for 5 days. And I told him, Sheikh, I need to go back, pack my bag and get ready for traveling. And he told me, no. You're not doing all of that. You're just going like this. And I was, you know, obviously I wasn't ready. I need to, you know, get my stuff, pack my bag, get my clothes, be ready for a travel 5 days. And he was, you know, insisting that I don't take anything with me. Anyway, we hit the road and we went to a place, beautiful place in Egypt that's called Ras al-Barr. And Ras al-Barr is a beautiful place because the Nile River starts the journey all the way from Ethiopia, going through Tanzania, Sudan, and then Cairo, Egypt, and then this journey ends at Ras al-Barr. And at the same point, the Mediterranean Sea meets the Nile River. So the two seas meet each other in this point. And then he has been reciting in our way to Ras al-Barr, مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. And then he said, وهو الذي مرج البحرين هذا عذب فرات وهذا ملح أجاج. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that one of his signs is that a salty sea, salty water, salty flowing water will meet a pure water, but they don't transgress, they don't mix. And I was like, why my sheikh is reciting this? And then I figured that we are going to that place. He took me in a boat, and then we went all the way to that meeting point, that focal point, where the Nile River with the pure water meets the Mediterranean Sea with a very salt water. And what was mind-boggling, he told me, taste the water here. So I put my hand in the water and I tasted the water, and it's very pure. And then I tasted the water of the Mediterranean Sea, and it's very salty. And both of them are flowing water, subhanAllah. And I was looking at this, and you're seeing the Mediterranean Sea with a lot of waves, and then a very calm water, which is the Nile River right there, very calm, and they don't mix, subhanAllah. One of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this universe. And then my sheikh told me, you know what? Now our journey will get tough. And I know my sheikh, when he says something, he means it. He's not playing around. He means every single word. So I told him, Ya Allah, Bismillah. He took me from North Egypt, and then we head back to Upper Egypt, South Egypt, in a place that's called Dayrut, in Upper Egypt, in Sa'id, very close to Sudan. When I went to this place, brothers and sisters, wallahi, this experience was very overwhelming, because I've been in different countries. I've been, you know, traveling in Africa and doing some relief work in Tanzania and other countries. But by Allah, I've never seen a place like that. Very underdeveloped place, village. Very poor village. No houses, no water, no electricity. My sheikh took me to visit one of his friends out there. He's a sheikh also. And this sheikh told me, I'm going to take you to a tour. I'm going to show you the village. So we went to a couple of, not houses, it's from Jarid, is like palm tree leaves. They're building their houses from a palm tree leaves. So like very humble houses. So we got to visit the first house. Obviously it's close to Sudan in Africa in the summer in July. It's absolutely in different level of heat. And obviously there is no air conditioning, there is nothing. They're just living very simple life. We visited the first house, if you want to name it a house, because I don't. I sit down with the first house, talking to a very old man in his 70s, and he was talking to me about his journey. And he was telling me, I am diagnosed with cancer. And looking at him, he's a disabled man, in addition to, you know, him being blind. Now, obviously, there are no hospitals around. They have a very old-fashioned doctor, we call it Hakim, someone who just has a little bit of knowledge about medicine, and they, you know, rely fully on him. And the sheikh told me, you know, brother, the government doesn't even know that we exist here. Nobody knows anything about us. No schools, no education. They're not even concerned about us. We're just living day to day. We travel 50 kilometers to get water and head back. And if you look at the water containers, that are filled with insects and flies. And my sheikh looked at me and said, you know what? You are staying here for 4 days. I was like, Allahu Akbar. So I had to, obviously, no blankets, no, there is nothing from what we have. Wallahi, there is absolutely nothing. I don't know if I can find words to describe how these people live, because there are no really words that can deeply describe how these people operate for, you know, in a daily basis. It's so hard. It's so hard to describe that. And wallahi, looking at this and reflecting on myself, and having these conversations with these people, and there is a repetitive word that they say, constantly saying, Alhamdulillah, brother, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And I'm thinking about, you know, their status. We are privileged. We are, you know, drowned into tremendous blessings. And they are the ones who are saying, Alhamdulillah. They're the ones who are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I had hard time to process this thought. I had hard time to process it. They're living like this. And these are the ones who are saying, Alhamdulillah. Every salah, they gather together in a jama'ah and they pray. And the man told me, you know what? We don't have anything, but we have our iman. We have our faith. And that's sufficient for us. I was reflecting on this. In the time of efficiency and technology, it makes us, you know, lack of how to wonder things, how to, you know, experience things. We live in a time where we're too comfortable. We don't want to get out of our comfort zone. And wallahi, by Allah, this is a message. It hit me hard, and it's even thinking about my children and our children as Muslimin. We need to invest in having our children experience something like this. This is the true knowledge that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about. أطلب العلم ولو في الصين. Prophet Muhammad was saying, even though we don't have airplanes, we don't have trains, we don't have buses, but Prophet saying, if I were to get the chance to seek knowledge in China, for him, this is the farthest place that he can thought of, I would go. I will go to do, you know, through this journey so I can learn. Learn through this life experience. SubhanAllah, even experts say that kids that they're diagnosed with autism, traveling is good for them because they're exposed to different sceneries. It stimulates their brains. It stimulates their brains. So it is something that we really need to take into consideration. We can sit down here and hear tremendous lectures about hamd. Even in this khutbah, you will not learn this idea of hamd the same way you experience it when you go out there and you see those types of people and how they suffer. You will not learn the same. You can hear tremendous lectures about yaqeen, but when you see yourself, ayah min ayatillah, one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the universe right in front of you, two flowing water right in front of you and they don't mix, it hits your heart, it penetrates your heart. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to first bless my sheikh. My sheikh gave me a message towards the end of this trip. He told me, لعلي لا ألقاك بعد عامي هذا. I might not be able to meet you after this year because he's a little sick. And then I asked his consent and his permission to share, you know, this experience that I have with him to you. And he said, as long as you don't mention my name, you're okay. But ask them to make dua for me, for Allah, to always use me for goodness and to resurrect me with his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked me to give you this message. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect him with his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bless him and use him and never replace him. Allahumma taqabbal minna ya rabbal alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وأقم الصلاة